Ooh, I am Angelina Cara. You can find me on any social media at Angelina Cara Music, Cara with a C. And yeah.
Okay. And I'm Kim, and this was Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. And we will be back next week, so be sure to tune in. And that's all I have. Thank you for listening.
Secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears will face all our fears. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly. No place you can. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Turn and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joy's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights. You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. Get ready to be exposed in the hot seat. Who knows what will come to light? Shine on through the night. Questions on the fly. No place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joey's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Welcome to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is not our usual time. We're normally on 5 to 6 on Saturdays, but thankfully we were able to sub today. And we have a very special guest that we just got last night. So we're very happy you can be here. If you want to
introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sam. And I was roped into this last night. Not sober, so I'm very excited.
Noel,
sorry, can I say that?
Well, no, technically not, but you were just in a fun mindset.
Yeah.
I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah. And you're still here, which is showing your commitment.
Yes.
Yeah. To the craft, committed. To the Tufts community.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love contributing to local art.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you are a WMFO host, or
former host.
Sadly.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But we just want to introduce you first.
Yeah. So first and foremost, Sam and I lived on the same floor freshman year, which is how we know each other. And Joey,
I really met you, I feel like, for the first time really last night.
And yeah, I've never spoken to
you. You like kind of like left at some point during the party and then you came back, but we weren't really sure what that was about.
Yeah,
I can absolutely
clear that up. I have a chronic issue stinky feet. So last night I arrived at the party after a day of walking, day of being around campus, and it was a shoes off.
What did the working look like?
The what?
Like, was it like physical work or was it just like sitting in a library?
Walking.
Oh, okay, walking. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful.
Have a listen.
Yeah, okay. Come on, come on.
Sorry.
So it was a shoes off party, unfortunately for me and everybody else there.
Everyone else there for real, yeah.
And it was immediately clear that something had gone awry when I stepped into the room.
Mm-hmm. We heard you started blaming people, specifically Theo.
Yes. I did try and put the blame on Theo.
Wow.
But who's to say?
Do you feel guilty for that?
No, I have no guilt over this.
Well, so
it was self-preservation.
So why'd you leave?
I asked Sylvie, I said, Sylvie, how bad is it? She goes, Sam, it's pretty bad. So I said,
Sylvie's going to tell it to you.
She gave it to me straight. And so I said, I'm going to go home and change my socks and shoes because I feel so guilty that at Yael and Chloe's 22nd birthday party, it's about my feet.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
You came back and I was right in the world again.
Yeah, it smelled like cucumbers.
It smelled like cucumbers, apparently.
Yes.
You know what? I did extra precaution. I did wash my feet with soap.
That's good. I'm glad.
I was so...
It did... I mean, there was a large difference.
Yeah, that's...
When you came in, when you left.
In the moment, I was very embarrassed. But now, looking back, I feel
like... Even more embarrassed.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't feel more humiliated. No, I'm... relieved I made the choices I did.
Wow. Yeah.
Not leading up to the party, but having arrived at the party.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, I think we're all happy that you made those choices too.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were good for us. Okay, well, I guess I don't really know how to transition this thing, really. I just like giving more of like an intro on you as a person.
Oh.
Well, again, we lived on the same floor freshman year, going back to how we met.
Houston, third
floor. My first interaction with you was you guessing where I was from.
Yes.
That is something that you tended to do a lot freshman year.
Yes.
Can you speak to why?
This was something I would do after a night out, and I'd be sitting back in Houston, third floor common room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened maybe three times.
Only three times.
Only three.
Oh,
wow. As per my count. I was convinced in this state after a night out that I could genuinely, by looking at someone, tell where they were from.
And could you?
Maybe 30% of the time.
Okay. Not very high percentage level.
No. But I got a few right initially, which kind of, you know, emboldened me. And then it was pretty,
and then it kind of went down
pretty quickly downhill there. Yeah.
Well, do you think people could guess where you were from?
People get very confused. I get a lot of guesses. Should I tell you?
Yeah,
we'd like to.
Well, my family is from England. I was born in England. I lived in England for 3 years.
Wow,
and then I lived in China for a year. And then Singapore for 3 years. And
wow.
I've been here for 14 years.
Wow.
So now you live in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I live in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling.
Putting the accent on for fun.
It's kind of to generate excitement.
Mm.
People find you more interesting. Yeah, I don't have charisma, so this is how I cope.
Is it real? Your little accent.
I can't tell anymore.
Do you think that you like do kind of put it on a little bit in different situations?
In academic settings, absolutely.
Really? You put it on more? Like if I had a high class with you, you'd be like British?
Yeah, you would have no problem telling where I was from. Yeah.
Do you feel like people respect you more? Like when you...
I think they... I can't say that word. I think they find me a bit obnoxious.
Okay. Mm. And you want to be found obnoxious? That.
Not intentionally. It's like a code switch. It's like subliminal. Sorry, to snapping into the mic.
Wow.
Yeah. This is really hot gossip.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is.
So you mentioned that you grew up in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Yes. No. That's Singapore and China. Singapore and China.
Okay. Where in China? In
Guangzhou, which is like...
We got false information.
Yeah, we did get false information.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
We don't disclose our sources. But you know how to speak Mandarin, is that correct?
I can speak a little.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm very far from fluent.
Do you want to speak a little for us right now?
I can't.
Or is that also a farce?
No, it's genuine.
Well, this is your time to prove it to our listeners.
Well, the means are sure, Sam. My name is Sam.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
I'm so glad.
Do you remember the freshman year speaking...
Mm-hmm.
Mandarin, or alluding to speaking Mandarin, and a comment that was made about you speaking Mandarin?
With Emmy?
No, I can't recall. Do you have... I
no, no, we were just curious. You know, Emmy submitted something.
I knew. Okay, yeah, yeah. No.
So if you want to just, like, yeah. comment on that.
Yeah. I don't recall the exact events, mm-hmm. but I remember...
It seems like you do recall something.
I recall something, obviously. I remember guilt.
Guilt, okay.
I remember misspeaking, maybe. And I remember, I remember feeling very bad.
That's good.
Are you sympathy apologizing?
Yeah, I mean, I can apologize again.
Yeah, please apologize.
I apologize. Yeah. Emmy, if you're listening, this goes out to you.
It's probably not.
She's, yeah. Well, it would be cruel to submit that and not listen in for my apology.
That was a low moment, you could say.
It's okay. You know, it's time to...
It's a time to, you know, if you want to apologize to anyone, this is a safe space to do that.
Yeah, and you know...
If you want to consider that while we go through this.
Yeah. I'm sure.
As we keep moving forward.
Do I have apologies to make?
No, I mean, I don't know.
It's
don't
just...
Know.
We'll see.
The question is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we said, you did do a WMFO radio show.
Did.
Is that correct? And you actually did it with our friend Chloe.
Absolutely. I did
with
Chloe, yeah.
Why didn't you continue doing that with her after that semester?
We can put it this way. I was in a radio relationship with Chloe and I was broken up with.
Wow, ooh, what was
she
that?
Left you.
Chloe was much better doing the tech. And I believe in Chloe's mind, she had strides to make and I was holding her back.
That's beautiful.
And so she cut you off.
She cut me off. Fortunately, we're still friends. I don't hold it against her.
You don't.
I think I have better music taste, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. What can I say?
She's listening, so.
So I know.
Did you continue to have a radio show after you stopped doing it with Chloe?
Yes, I did a radio show by myself.
For how long?
For my sophomore year.
Okay. During that time, did you ever get calls?
Yes, I, yes.
Because
yes.
We actually have a caller calling in right now for you. No, imagine no. if you
imagine.
Yes, but he did invite you to his Vermont house.
Yes, I had a very enthusiastic caller who listened to my radio show every morning at 8 or 9.
Wow.
Something like that. And he was an older gentleman who lived in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
And he would frequently call. At first it was very amicable. Until he started inviting me to his place in Rhode Island to come listen to some tunes with him. And then when it didn't unfold, when I didn't go down to Rhode Island, he gave me his number and his name.
Oh, we should call him.
Yeah, I didn't take it down.
Oh.
But this was one of the reasons I was like, I kind of, I was like, I,
you
I,
stopped.
This isn't.
So is this like a triggering space for you?
Yeah, this is, I'm sweating balls. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
And there was one of my final radio shows. He calls in and he goes, I have a song request.
Mm.
And it's the Beatles song, You Have My Name, Look Up My Number. So I think he was sending me strong messages.
Do you think that if you had gone to the Rhode Island house, like,
what
would have happened?
I may be married now.
Yeah, wow. It could have been the start of a beautiful love story.
Yeah, a beautiful.
But you were scared.
Yeah, love is a scary thing.
I mean, it really is.
Love is a scary thing. And speaking of scary things,
coming out is a scary thing.
Yes, yes.
For the entirety, or most of the entirety of our freshman year, you were presenting as a straight man.
Yes, I was not a straight man.
Oh my God, we're getting a caller.
Oh no. Is this...
Oh my God.
Are we actually?
Yes. Oh my God. I don't...
Can we get Chloe in here, maybe?
I don't know how to... okay. Let's see how to do this.
How cruel would that be?
If it was him. How do I answer?
Chloe, we need you so badly.
We lost the thing.
There's a button.
There's no sheet anymore. Okay, wait. I think you hold down. Oh, no, this is
This is an instruction. Kim!
We're getting aid.
We're getting help.
Thank
we're
you,
getting
Kim.
Help. Caller, stay on the line.
And while we figure this out,
oh, wait,
we'll continue.
Oh, wait, the call's gone. Okay, the call
is still
there.
Here. It's still there.
I wonder.
The WMFO general manager is coming to Help us.
Thank you, Kim.
Who is it, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
You can just keep talking.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
We're gonna keep going. Okay. So she.
Can you just email?
Okay, she's answering the phone. So that's we're just going to move on from that. I guess it wasn't your man, but
oh, we've never gotten a caller in before. Shout out them. That was beautiful.
Yeah. There used to be a sheet here to help us know how to do that, and it's not here anymore.
We're a talk show. We're not anything else more than that.
Okay, let's come back. Let's go back to the...
But you did tell everyone that you were straight.
That is not true.
You alluded to it.
I did not. I was...
What's the truth?
No, I came out my freshman year, pretty early on, like late September, I didn't tell my roommate till late November, early December.
Really?
Of freshman year?
No, this year.
Of this year?
No, of course, freshman year.
Oh, okay, well, it's unclear.
To some people, I was a fan of the girls' soccer team.
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
But to friends who I trusted, I was I was pretty into varsity soccer.
Yeah. Well, because one time you were asked, like, or everyone was talking about, like, oh, who's the hottest sports team?
Yes, that is correct.
On Tufts campus, and you were like,
I said it was the men's varsity soccer team.
Oh, you said men's. That's beautiful.
You said soccer. Yeah,
you had the exact same reaction as Sinjana.
Yeah.
That was the person who made the comment.
She's probably not listening.
She could be.
Sinjana, obviously, I gave such masculine energy. She couldn't comprehend it.
It was
anything but the accent. Women's soccer team. Yeah.
Well, there was somebody else who thought you had such high masculine energy on our floor.
Yes, that is true. Yes, that is true.
Do you want to speak to that? At all?
Hey, Sevi, baby. Yes. Sevi. Who I absolutely adore. We're not very close anymore, but I absolutely adore her. She happened to be in minor interest, I think.
But it couldn't come to fruition.
In many ways, it couldn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wasn't even your option if you were straight.
Why is that?
Well, we were told someone else was your option to date if you were straight.
Oh, Yael?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm committed to Yael if I ever.
Is that still true?
Yes. I absolutely. Yeah.
Would you ever try?
No, I would not. This is contingent on me suddenly waking up not being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first phone call is Yael.
Like, Yael, please.
This is...
Sorry, Sevi.
Please. Sorry, Sevi.
I know.
You're not number one.
No. That's a long-term commitment to Yael.
Yeah. Well, Yael was also one of the first people that you came out to.
Yes, that is true.
Do you want to tell this story?
Yes. I don't remember the... We were in...
Chloe's
your
room.
Yeah.
You're in Chloe...
You were in Chloe's room.
I don't think I was there.
You were Yael's roommate.
Yeah, I was
Yael's. Okay, so I was in Chloe and Emmy's room, and we were sitting on the floor, and I was sitting on the floor with Yael, and Chloe's doing something, talking on the bed, and I just turned to Yael and I go, Yael, I'm gay. It was a pretty decent picture. Mm-hmm. Why, does she have a different...
No, I remember from Chloe's perspective, she just overheard this story, and she was like, what?
Yeah.
Because you came out to a different person in her room, so she sort of
I was just firing off coming out my freshman year, anywhere, anytime.
Do you feel like before you came out to everyone in Mass, like, it was believable that you were straight?
No. I believe it was, for straight men, I think I could pass.
Mm.
For women and gay men, I think it was pretty readable.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yes, probably. Yes.
Do you think your obsession with Skittles
is... It's over.
It's done.
It's over.
It's concluded. I've moved on to Diet Coke.
Okay.
Joke. Yes, I was Skittles fiend my freshman year.
Mm.
Vending machine.
You were tasting the rainbow.
That's true. It is true. I mean, a natural progression.
It's how it has to be.
Yeah, it is.
What is she...
I don't know.
We're having a lot of interruptions today.
We're being interrupted. Chloe, come in and tell me.
She's...
Chloe, we'll get you a mic if you want to come in.
Yeah.
think she's mad about the Skittles thing. I think that she feels like it's
there's
like,
more of a story. A
no. She just feels like that's like a part of who you are. You know.
And... I'm sorry. I moved on.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of just your whole experience, freshman
being in
year,
dorms, you know, just living at Tufts. You had a roommate for 2 years. Is that correct? The same roommate.
Yes. Henry Britton. Yes. And I'm still living with him now.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So not 2 years.
So you still live with him now?
Yeah, we are in the same house, different units.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not living together.
Are you guys friends?
We are friends.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful.
Yes. A love-hate relationship. Maybe. Okay. He would agree as well.
And he also sort of like love-hates you.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, what happened last year? Weren't you didn't live with him?
We just had different living accommodations. I lived with a dear friend, Leisha Bhandari. Mm-hmm. She's going to get me on that pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
That's crazy.
Zoe and Hannah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the house no longer exists.
Yes. We were going to say.
Yes.
Your house famously burned down last year.
In November 8th, maybe? No. It was before Election Day. I remember it was a two-punch. I got my house burned down, and then Trump was elected.
Yeah.
Best.
What was worse?
You know, I think the election was worse. Wow. I don't want to come off as insensitive, obviously, because other people.
Yeah, maybe if you were the one that was dragged out of the house. Do you feel like survivor's guilt that you weren't the one?
No.
Wow. So you were happy that you were
happy that it happened to
was burned alive.
Yeah. Out of all the people, like,
out
is
of
it,
all the
like,
people, no, yeah. I'm not happy it happened to him.
Is there someone else you would have put in her place?
No,
really?
No, there's no one I would have put in her
Hannah,
place.
Hannah, I'm so sorry.
As Hannah, I like obviously I would have ideally taken Hannah out of her place.
Well, did you try to save her? What happened there?
That's the story. I wasn't even in the house.
You weren't.
I God saved me that day. I'm just kidding.
Hannah.
I had an exam that morning, so I was in the library studying for it, and I get a call from my roommate saying the house is on fire. I'm like, I think it's a prank. I don't really think the house is on fire. And then I see the smoke on campus. It's like blanketed the campus. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it must be like a kitchen fire.
You still didn't believe it?
No, I didn't. I was in denial.
Wow.
And then I walk over to the house, and the whole thing's in flames. And even then, I'm still like, oh, I can probably get my clothes late.
No. The answer was probably no.
No. I'm sure still recovering from that. And that gets back to our original kind of story. Why do my socks smell so bad?
Because...
I've only got one pair.
I don't feel like that's true.
Fire burned all my pair of socks.
Let's not joke on this podcast.
Do you have a theory
this is serious.
As to why your house burned down?
I go by facts.
Okay.
What are the facts?
Fire department facts.
What did they tell you?
They said it was a cigarette on the back porch.
They said that.
They think it was a cigarette that burned the house down.
And who do you think threw that cigarette off the back porch?
There were three units in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom unit, potentially.
I mean, you were living with the Smifa kids. They have a reputation.
I was living with Smifa and international students, heavy smokers. Sorry, not to stir. I guess I am an international student, so I can say that.
You can say it. It's okay.
I can say it. Heavy smokers, all of them. So... No one, even if they believe it was them, will ever admit to it, I don't think.
Do you have one person that you kind of blame more than the others?
No.
No?
Sorry, I know that's so boring.
Okay.
But
if that's your truth.
That's my truth.
Beautiful.
I think anyone could have done it. Except me, obviously.
It wasn't Sam.
I'm not a smoker.
But you did leave trash everywhere.
Wow, someone's done their research.
This is what we do.
This is, I came home, another night out. I came home from a night out, and I couldn't get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So in a spell of frustration, I removed the mail from the mailbox and threw it against the door. And then, that was me. And then Theo texted the next day, I think, to the like house group chat, hey, whoever like threw the mail, can you please clean it up? Never touched it.
You never cleaned it up?
Wow. Someone did.
Wow. So you just like expect other people to do the work for you, really?
Yes, there's many lows, obviously, in this conversation.
Would you say you're a bad roommate?
Why? Who's told you anything? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we spoke to Henry Britton.
We did, personally.
Did you?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
We did. So if you want to say anything before we start talking about it.
I am an okay roommate.
Okay.
I'm more comfortable living by myself than with other people.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. As most people are, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, just when you were roommates with Henry Britton, like, are there any, like, stories that come to mind about, like, your relationship or how you got along?
Did you guys talk about women together or?
We did talk about women. Well, actually, Henry talked at me about women. And that's kind of how I got through the first few months of college with him thinking I was straight.
Because you just kind of would be like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, wow. That's, yeah, great bod. I'd hit that. Just simple comments that really go a distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, in trying to convince someone.
Yeah, in keeping those closet doors closed. Mm-hmm. Freshman year, I think we got along very well.
Oh, beautiful.
I did walk in on him a few times, having relations with women.
Lovely.
So I've seen more of him than I care to admit.
Well, yeah.
But I can't. Other than that, I can't complain.
Well, what happened? Like, just what happened in the next year? It's like, why aren't you? Why are you in this like love hate push and pull?
It's like siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Siblings. Big personalities.
Mm. Who's the bigger one?
In terms of personality?
Yeah, personality. Not. Let's get our head out of the gutter. I know you've seen things you've said, but
Henry's got a big personality.
Wow.
I'm more comfortable. I'm more reserved.
Do you like that personality?
It shines. It can really shine.
Love that answer. Are you guys still friends, you would say?
Yeah. I had breakfast with him this morning.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Did you tell him about this?
I hope he's listening.
No, I didn't.
Should have.
Yeah.
What do you think is like the worst thing that he did when you were living together?
The worst?
Don't be afraid.
Can I say... I'll just say it's sex. He had sex in the room with his girlfriend when I was there.
Okay.
And you know what? We moved on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't he also say something else once? You shouldn't say.
No, I won't say that word. Yeah.
He's not on here, so he can't defend him.
Henry was under the misimpression that I had given him a pass for a word.
And sometimes, you know?
And we had a candid conversation about it, and he was apologetic.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We moved on, yeah.
You really can't give around these passes anymore.
Say it again?
You can't. There's no such thing as a pass. But we'll continue on. Anyway.
Well, did you give him a pass?
We approach it differently, I suppose.
Do you give people passes?
No, I do not give out passes. No, I did not give him a pass.
Okay, beautiful.
And so it wasn't okay.
What, do you say it, Joey?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it right now. We could say it after the show. But anyway.
Can we get lunch and say it?
Yeah, we could say it.
Perfect. Let's just sit in a room and...
say it as loud as we can. Yeah. It's like the pumpkin. Anyway, speaking of living off campus.
Yes.
Recently, you cooked your first ever meal.
Yes, I cooked... Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're so proud of you for this.
You're big 22? 21? How old are you?
I'm 21.
21 years of age, so cooked his still first meal.
I can cook eggs.
Okay.
And toast. Obviously, that's not me cooking the toast.
It's the toast.
But before last semester, I had never boiled pasta.
That's like the easiest possible thing to do.
I didn't realize this was a judgment. Like, what am I...
There's no judgment here.
This is the hot seat. It is kind of our job to judge you
No. The community will judge
you. The community. We're just bringing things into light.
Yeah.
So why don't you cook?
I'll give you my diplomatic answer.
Okay. Is there like an undiplomatic answer?
There's a very undiplomatic answer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm busy. I'm a busy boy.
So how do you, like, what do you eat?
I use swipes.
Oh, you're on the meal plan.
Yeah, I've got like a limited meal plan. So I go to Hodge for lunch. Wow. And then I actually cut my sandwich. Lately, I've been low on fun, so I've been cutting my sandwich in half and having one half for lunch and one half for dinner.
Damn, I'm sorry that's happening. Maybe you should learn how to cook.
Well, so you just eat like Dweck and you eat like that?
No, I eat Hodge.
Okay. every day.
Yeah, basically.
And you're not going to maybe change this like lifestyle that you have going on?
I'll learn to cook. The thing is, my mom can really cook because we live
so
in Asia.
You expect women to like do
it. You know, that's exactly what I was
going to get. We'll
exactly
get to your opinion on women later.
I don't know. I have a great... I have a very positive... Okay, I won't get. We'll get to it later.
We'll get to it later.
No, my mom's a great cook, so I've it's just been my own laziness and not learning from her because she cooks like a lot of Asian cuisine because we live there. So she's a...
But you know, like, recipes exist. Can you follow instructions? Is that something that you struggle with?
No, I'm not a good... I'm actually... Yeah, that's a good point. You raise a very good point. Thank you for enlightening me.
Of course.
Yeah, this is really...
Hmm. Well, now we have a fun segment where you get to read...
Yeah.
A PSA.
I fucking love... Ooh,
uh-uh. Love this. Nope.
You effing love it. Because you fun love it. You
love
fun.
It. I
Everything is fun.
Love
this
it.
Is getting Sam back to his roots as a... I know.
Kim, we never
Kim, general manager, is here.
Kim,
so.
We never
Did
anything.
She give us a look?
She gave us a very deep look.
I will say that in the past, we've had guests who are on WMFO board who have acted worse than you have, so...
Also, yeah. as we've gone over, Sam has been a WMFO host
I
and knows
better.
All the rules.
My bad, so. Cam. All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm ready for the PSA. I'm ready whenever.
You guys... Please, yes.
Balkan Music Night, Saturday, February 28th. Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. The 27th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on February 28th, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. They're really trying to fit music as much as possible.
Yeah, they are.
Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at the Arts at the Armory, 161 Highland Avenue, Somerville, MA. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com.
Wow.
I felt like I was in your English
class.
That
was crazy.
The way that you put the accent on.
Yeah. I did feel like I was transported, you know.
I do love a PSA.
To England.
It was my favorite part of the radio show.
You should do like a National Geographic. I feel like you have a good voice for like
thank you.
The penguins.
Oh, the penguins.
Over there. Yeah.
The penguins.
Wow.
Wow. So our show is famously about building Tufts engagement, building Tufts community, bringing people together.
Yeah.
And you're a big part of the Tufts community, I would say.
In some respects, maybe.
Online.
Oh, yes. I have been in the past.
You have been.
That's
in
correct.
The past. Do you want to speak to...
Yeah, I was number one on SideChat for my freshman year.
Number one.
And I was first person to hit 50,000 karma at Tufts
Is that That's a great... That's a really good achievement,
yeah.
I guess, on SideChat. Wow.
Well, for me, in freshman year. Yeah.
Is that like kind of how you...
Is that...
You would get that, off, like, blow off steam at the end of the day. Like, oh, I just got to post on SideChat. Like, a way to...
Yeah. Well, it's... It's an obsession with being found funny. I want to be found funny. Mm-hmm. And that manifested in quite a toxic way through SideChat.
Do you think that's coming across today on the show?
No, I don't think I'm coming across as particularly funny.
It's okay.
Well, what are your top three SideChat posts of all time?
Do you still have that?
No, I deleted the app.
You you're going cold turkey.
Yeah. I
never forget.
Posted a lot about Smiffer. Because it was, I had a template and it was easy to get karma.
What would you say? What would you say?
I would say, like, for example, one of my big ones initially was just saw a Smiffer kid wipe out in the rain and start painting with their own blood. And then.
Okay. And then, what's the next one?
Unamused.
No, continue.
Unamused. No. Wrong audience. The community loved it. And then there was another one where it was like, it was. A picture from Euphoria, and it was like Rue and her blonde friend,
Sydney Sweeney.
No, you've definitely seen
her. The one with like big lips.
No, the
Jules
Hunter Schaefer.
Oh,
Jules.
And it's like I don't love anyone in the world but you. Mm-hmm. And it's I use that, and then above I said me waiting for my sink order, and then the sink workers, and then it was that caption.
That's pretty good.
And people like that.
I like that one.
Thing about SideChat is it's not laugh out loud.
It's subtle. It's subtle dry humor.
It's, I wouldn't even, it's not, even that. I wouldn't even give it that. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Were you ever trying to, like, hide your identity from people? Like, did you like being found out as the Shy Chat master?
No, I was comfortable sharing.
Yeah. It, like, built your ego.
It was not so important that it contributed to my ego.
Did the Smitha kids you lived with last year know about your
yes,
past?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Did they hold a grudge?
Yeah.
Maybe. I only talked to one of them, so.
Maybe that might fire.
Which one? Leisha?
Yeah, I still only talked to Leisha.
So you wouldn't blame her for the cigarette?
No.
Okay. She's out of the conversation.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? Me and Leisha, we're chill.
Okay. Mm.
Everyone else is on the cutting board.
Okay. Good. Good to hear. Speaking of you trying to be found funny, you write for the Zamboni.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Are you, what are your thoughts on the Zamboni? Are you proud to be a part of it? Do you want to shout out anyone?
Shout out Emma Dooley and CJP, my favorite Zamboni, and Allison.
And who are your least favorite people on the Zamboni?
They are no longer in the Zamboni.
Oh, so then
they
can say their name. This is a safe space. No one will hear.
Listen, I won't say that name, but I will say they made people uncomfortable.
Mm.
Too touchy.
Ooh. Oh, touchy. Okay. Too touchy. I was going to say, did your words make people uncomfortable? But we'll get into that.
Did they get kicked
my,
out?
My Zamboni words make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, we have a piece called You're Finally a Woman. Why are you writing from the perspective of a woman and sexualizing her?
And doing what, sorry?
And sexualizing her?
That's a good question. That's a good...
Really and this good is opinion. Written...
recently.
From the perspective of a freshman during Prio. So probably also a minor.
Yes, yes. I often write from the perspective of women.
Why?
I resonate with them more on
with
an emotional level. With a female perspective. And not to trivialize kind of the female experience around virginity and this kind of socially constructed pressure that women experience with their virginity. See, I'm really... but no, I wrote this... Wow, that's a bold... it's a bold question. I can't say I wasn't intending. It was more just trying to draw out humor from how much emphasis is placed just kind of socially on this first sexual encounter.
It's beautiful. And
you're trying to make like a social commentary.
Yeah I'm really... I'm
through
really,
humor.
Do you think you're the person to do that, though?
Does it matter?
Well, I'm not a woman, so I can't say, but exactly, I can raise up voices.
You can raise up whose voices?
Women.
Anyone particular upset?
Well, we've just heard things in the grapevine.
Really?
No.
Well, you also wrote another Zamboni article about Side Chat, something that you know.
Yes, that's true.
No, very well.
About. Yes, yeah, I did write a Zamboni article about Side Chat.
And it talked about... well, we can't say the exact word, but top Side Chat users are good at blank. You could fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Alone in the...
Jorking it.
Well, yes. In dark room, study finds.
Yeah, you've got this.
I tripped over my words.
This is great. That was really tell you've been doing this for a really long time.
Yeah, we actually... This is our quickest turnaround for any episode, so...
But it's great. I'm having a good time.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, do you have anything to say about that article? Like,
no,
do you
I absolutely...
To be true?
I
about top Side Chat.
I freaking hate
users.
Side Chat. I think it's...
you know the beast too well.
Yeah, I would encourage anyone on Side Chat, like, obsess it, like, just to delete it. It's such, like, a toxic kind of media.
Did you make it toxic?
No, I was only ever encouraging and positive. Mm-hmm. But it's... All you read on Side Chat is just people so, so sad they don't have friends. They use it
as... People be like, what's the plan tonight?
No, exactly. Why can't I make friends? Like, they use it as a vehicle for kind of...
And it, like, reminds you of your past.
Yes, exactly. I can't come back to... I, like, constantly reminded that I, too, have no friends.
That's okay. But you were number one, so...
I was number one.
Who
so
really
kind
won
of
at
like
the end of the day?
Yeah, you're number one and no friends ever.
Yeah, exactly. I hate Side Chat, so that's why I wrote the article. I think it's
beautiful.
It's kind of full circle.
It's a scummy medium. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Well, you write for the Zamboni. You used to write for Side Chat.
Yeah.
Are you writing anything right now?
No, I am no longer on the Zamboni board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Due to just your personal choices.
Yeah. I ran out of steam. Obviously, I pretending to be a woman really took it out of me.
Yeah.
They go through so much.
It's hard.
They go through so much.
Yeah, that was September last year, just so we all know for context. That wasn't very long ago.
I thought it was a good article. Yeah, I thought it did an effective job of satirizing that kind of experience.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How much that kind
of... Well, it was published, so...
Yes.
People agreed.
What can I say?
But you're spending a lot of time currently working on your thesis, we've heard.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
And it seems like you're always doing it in Tisch.
That's correct. I'm a Tisch warrior.
How many hours do you think you spend a day in Tisch?
During a weekday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a very light schedule. I'm taking like two actual classes. Mm-hmm. So on like Tuesday and Thursday, I'll get to the library at like 9 or 10.
A.M.
9, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Good. Wonderful clarification.
Well, I don't know. You could go there at 9 p.m.
Yeah, it could be late night.
And then I could be in Tisch until like 5 or 6.
You'll go from 9 a.m. That's like a full-time job.
Yeah. It's my thesis work. Yeah, so. Yeah.
You take it very seriously.
I take it rather seriously.
What's your thesis on?
It is on a 13th century Holy Roman Emperor named Frederick II. I'm looking at how his religious policy, his kind of Mediterranean religious policy, articulated kind of a broader idea of imperial power.
Hmm.
Do you have to do like a lot of archival work for that?
No.
Oh, so you don't have to like ever go to the TARC?
I do work at TARC, but...
Oh, you work there?
Well, not any... Well, I over the summer, I worked with TARC, and now I work with the archivists at TARC.
What are your thoughts on John Hannigan?
I absolutely adore John Hannigan.
Yeah, we've heard you really adore him.
How do you know?
Well, we just got a tip,
yeah.
We could say. You have a major crush on him.
No, I would... In the least homosexual way, I have a crush on John Hannigan. I think he's just
beautiful.
I mean, he's like one of the kindest people I've met at all.
It's like a friend crush. You want to be friends with him?
No, not really. I don't want that kind of relationship.
Oh.
I'm just more of, you know, just more of a professional kind of chummy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, we've been told that you gatekeep him. Do you find that to be true?
No, yeah, who's telling you this?
You gatekeep and have a big crush on him.
Who's I gatekeep?
We don't reveal
him.
Ourselves.
In what capacity do I gatekeep him?
We've just been told.
We're told gatekeep.
You gatekeep.
That's such an interesting description.
You keep him away from other people.
Shy.
Yes.
Yeah. Funny. No. Okay. Shy was working on an archival research project for something else, an internship, and he asked me to get in touch with John Hannigan. I sent John Hannigan two emails. So I guess this is more an indictment on my relationship with John Hannigan than anything else, and I got no response.
So John doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, I think
it's a one-sided crush.
Yeah, one-sided. John's a super nice guy. I do not have a crush on him. Mm. Just so to clarify.
So if he was listening right now, like, is there any message you want to...
John, thanks for being such a great help.
That's beautiful.
You're wonderful.
Wow.
This is...
I don't have a crush on you.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what everybody needs to hear. Just to clarify. It's like setting boundaries for...
Yeah, yeah. Let's set the line.
Well, it's, you know, and it's also awkward because he is a... faculty at Tufts. So,
Never stopped anyone in the past.
That's so true. There are many reasons. Yeah, I can't. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm fumbling around.
Well, just speaking of crushes.
Yeah.
Are you currently single?
Yes, I am.
Oh, why do you think that is?
Internalized homophobia.
Oh, that'll do
fear
it.
Of commitment.
That'll do it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just straight to the point.
Well, we have a few people that want to set you up with someone. So we have a few questions for our audience, and maybe you can help someone find you.
Yes.
Who would you want to be set up with? Just like in theory.
Is there anyone in mind?
Yeah, preferably a college age man.
Okay.
That makes sense. Not the guy with the house in Rhode Island.
That's true.
Or yes, him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
That's it.
You got to lead me. This is your show.
No, but it's about you.
We'll lead you. We have more.
Yeah.
But is there anyone you can think of like off the top of your head?
Like, do you have a type, would you say?
I'm very loose. My type's very loose.
Very loose.
Yeah.
Do you have a height requirement? Like, how short is too short?
Anything below, like, 5'8 would be too short.
Oh, sorry, short king.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it can be a little bit shorter, but
yeah,
not,
but I don't want too much taller either. There's like a
range. What's too tall?
Anything over like 6'1".
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like it gets scary.
A very small demographic.
Yeah, that's yeah. just yeah. not a really big window.
It's very particular. But honestly, again, I'm not married to that.
Married to the idea.
The idea of yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I know.
Okay, so this isn't unfortunate for you. It's unfortunate for someone who sent it in. So we have the consent to read this off.
Okay.
Do you remember? Like, are you on dating apps right now?
No,
you're not.
No.
But in the past, have you?
Yes, I have been on the fest.
That's beautiful.
Have you gotten any, like, interesting messages from people?
Yes. I have received a message from someone who works at WMFO. I do remember that very clearly.
Well, we could read it out loud real quick.
Yeah, please read it. Yeah.
Publicity director of WMFO here, M-Dash. Seems you haven't been attending your shows this semester. We take policy violations extremely serious.
Yeah.
If you would like to settle this matter, I'll be available at Tampa before 4 p.m.
Oh.
Oh my god, it's actually kind of hard.
Did I respond?
No.
We have no...
I don't think so.
We
do you want to respond now?
No.
did you hit the X or did you hit the heart?
I think at the time, this was Hinge, right?
This was Hinge.
I don't... think I touched the profile before receiving the message.
What does that mean?
Maybe. No, but like, did you accept the message or did you deny the message?
I didn't touch it. I think I left it as is.
You forever. And then you deleted that. Yes. What was your reaction when you got that?
Listen, I'd never spoken to this individual before, but it wasn't a surprise to me that I was receiving this message because I'd heard from someone else that there was interest. And you know, obviously a very, very good looking person.
Do you think the message hurt or helped their chances?
It destroyed their chances.
Yeah,
destroyed their chances. It was the worst. I not my vibe.
I think
to open up with
to round out the situation. I think as soon as he sent it, he felt very embarrassed about it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. I won't mince my words.
It's not good.
Not for me.
I don't think.
You know what? But that kind of effort's good.
We all try things.
But and you know, he's learned. I'm sure.
I think so. I would hope so.
He's obviously a very nice, I'm sure, a very wonderful person. Mm-hmm. But probably one of the worst opening lines I've received on a dating app.
Do you think about it?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
So just brought up an old memory for you.
Yeah, that's an old
memory. But you knew immediately what we were talking about.
Yes, yeah. As soon as you said, yeah.
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 It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's real gay love.
Yeah, literally. Well, yeah. Just kind of rounding out this sort of conversation on dating. You came out as gay your freshman year.
That's correct.
Is there anyone that you wish would come out as gay?
Many people.
Well, who are they?
Many people.
There's definitely someone you have in mind.
Of course, of course. Yes. There's someone, there's many.
Like, could give like a brief description. You don't have to say who they are.
Like
the men's like soccer team.
Exactly.
Or,
why aren't more varsity athletes gay?
Yeah, well,
why is the world that way? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the.
Yeah. Maybe you should send a similar message to them.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get a different response.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I noticed I'll be you at Tampa. Haven't been showing up to practice. Yeah. I'll be at Tampa at 4. Also, I'd never been to Tampa, so I didn't know where it was. I could have looked it up.
So there's, but do you have anyone in mind that you would want?
I have someone in mind.
Okay. And you're like mad that they're not?
I wouldn't say mad. It's just like, that's the life of being gay.
Yeah.
It's like, well, being a gay man, it's like, what is it, like 10% of people are gay?
Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe more.
Well, woke is dead, so it could be less.
No, now. I feel like more and more people, we don't have to get into this conversation.
We don't have to get into this.
But, yeah. But okay. You wish more straight men would be gay.
It would be great for me, honestly. Yeah. It would be great. It's a limited pool.
So is your type like straight men?
Probably, yeah.
Internalized homophobia.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Kind of discussed. Yeah. Kind of, again, finishing this conversation.
Yeah.
Since you've gotten that message.
Yeah. Have you ever slid into anyone else's DMs?
or sent it, you know?
Anyone in particular?
Just like in general, or, have you ever?
Yes.
Is it there read any? It
out loud?
Yeah.
You could read the message. You don't have to say the person.
Do I have it on?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any message. I deleted all the apps, so I don't have it.
Oh, no, we meant like on Instagram or something like that. Like, have you ever DM'd anyone?
I don't recall ever DMing someone.
Okay, that's beautiful. Okay. Well, we have, this is just like a question we asked.
It's just
people.
A question.
Oh, okay.
We're not like, yeah. We didn't hack into your Instagram.
Oh my God, I don't.
But that was a very suspicious response.
No, yes, I thought maybe I had in the past, but
yeah.
You can't remember.
No, I don't message people on Instagram.
Okay.
Well, now we have our favorite question that we ask everyone.
Yeah.
Can you rank the LGBT acronym?
No.
Really? You're the first person to say no. Everyone does it.
Every
guest has done it.
Okay, I won't be competitive. What? Rank it on preference?
Just rank the four.
Like rank the four
letters.
LGBT. You could add Q if you want.
This is a messed up question. They're all number one in my heart.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Bad answer. Keep going.
But obviously the G for me.
Number one.
Is number one.
Yeah. The T for my cousin.
Beautiful.
Okay.
The L for every lesbian I know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one? By?
B. Yeah.
B.
Last.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Yeah. Last but not least.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But it is last, so it is least, technically.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, as per the ranking. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, again. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
I don't think anyone has ever said G first.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
No.
You're putting yourself first. That's important.
Yeah. It's like with the mail.
With the mail?
I put myself
first. When you scattered the mail everywhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah.
The thought did cross my mind. I was like, that probably helped the fire along a little bit.
That mail. Kind of like more kindling. Do you feel bad about that?
No.
Is there anything you do feel bad about that you want to apologize for? Right now and live on air.
Not particularly.
Okay. Is there anyone you want to call out live on air?
No, I'm such a boring person. I'm
so you're always in Tish.
This is so fortunate that this was like a show you substituted for, because I'd feel bad taking up your reel every time.
This has been great. We've been having
you
a
really
great
time.
I avoid beef. I try to at least. Yeah.
Is there anyone or a group of people, and this is a question we ask everyone, not just you, who would you remove from campus, Tufts campus, if you could?
Ooh. There are many people.
Mm-hmm. So?
There are many people, but who would I remove? Oh, I knew this question was coming, and I didn't. I refused to think about it, because I was like, I don't want to say it on air.
Well, you could say
the millions and millions listening.
Mm-hmm.
Who would I remove from campus? This person graduated early, so I'm fortunately relieved of my duty.
And they are?
You could describe
them. I think we share the same name.
Sam.
Another Sam, wow.
Graduated early in our year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think just gave me bad vibes.
Girl or?
Girl.
Oh.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, thank you. I did.
Yeah. Do you know who we're talking about?
Oh, I know who
you're talking about. Okay. I think maybe a lot of people probably know who we're talking
about. Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's chill.
Because she's gone now.
She's gone.
We're ending our show.
What?
We're coming down to the end of our show.
Okay.
At any point during our show, did you lie?
I didn't tell. Well, I no. But obviously, I didn't reveal the whole truth.
Yeah, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
We have another one. Okay. Who is your pop diva? This was a big one.
Oh, good question.
No,
it's I've got. Pretty vanilla answers to this.
Seems like the
through line
of this interview, but
yes, Britney,
mm-hmm.
Britney okay. Spears,
classic, okay,
Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. seen her live, and Chapel Roan.
Oh, beautiful! Mm-hmm. Some gay answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some opinions you have. Do you have any controversial opinions or cancelable opinions?
Do I have cancelable opinions that I want to share? No. Yes, I have cancelable opinions.
And they are.
Can you give a category? You don't have to say what they are.
I feel like if you have these opinions and you find them to be cancelable, like, you can give one of them.
You can get, okay, let me think. Let me really think. What's one of the best answers that's been given in this category?
Has anyone ever answered it?
Has no one?
No, people have. Well, like, people give, like, they, people should stop doing like this. Oh, like, it's kind of just like a, like, people need to stop, like, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, we did have a really crazy pro MAGA person at one point.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Fatu said the thing about, I just feel like, I don't know if this was her cancelable opinion, but she said that people on Hinge were the clearance rack.
And
I just,
and that was a good opinion.
Yeah, that was a good opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of thinking happening, yeah, a lot of speaking.
I think, this isn't controversial, I think, but I think dating apps for gay men are just terrible.
That's not really controversial.
No, I'm sorry. Wow. Well, someone definitely, definitely knows.
Definitely.
Yeah. What a bold choice. You know, and all credit to him.
Yeah.
All credit to him.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I would make the same choice.
To be fair, he gave me loads of stick last night about my feet, so I think it's only fair.
Yeah. Kind of like, you've equaled.
It's Alec. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll use the publicity.
Yeah, I remember Alec.
We didn't even say his name. Damn, he could have got away with it.
He could have gone, not on my watch. Not on my watch.
Just look at the Wumpo Instagram. Yeah. You might be able to find it out. Okay, maybe. Well, this is kind of our last segment. Like, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to, like, anything you want to leave us with? Anything you want to, like, call out? Any person you want to call out while you have the opportunity to?
Yeah, I'll try and... Chloe. Okay. I'm going to call out Chloe.
Okay.
Okay.
Because she thought that you like Skittles.
Because she didn't know me well enough. Get to know me better.
She's not going to cook you your next meal.
Yeah,
cook me my next meal. No, just
kidding. Yeah, if anyone wants to send Sam recipes, slide
into
DMs.
We're making eye contact right now.
Are you,
I'm not hurt by the radio show. But sometimes it stings. She did what was best for her. Can't blame her.
Are you, for a final message, like, if someone is between 5'8 and 6'1, like, are you looking? Like, are you open to them contacting you?
Sure. For sure.
Okay, you heard it.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here. If you...
A single gay man is looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just slide into Sam B. Yeah. Braithwaite. On Instagram.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. And
there's someone that works for Blizzard with the same name.
Blizzard?
Yeah.
Blizzard?
Like the company, like the gaming company.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate we couldn't find anything on you because of it. He really filled up all
the
searches.
Him.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And you don't have a LinkedIn.
No, I don't.
What's that about? Do you not want a job?
He's writing his thesis on an old Roman Empire. So I don't really think so.
No, I want to teach high school.
So. Really? History? Yeah,
history.
But like the right history. You know, like the right side of history.
Yeah, what side of history do you want to teach? And we're going to end it right here.
That's the right side. Of course, that sounds so suggestive.
Well, Prager, you. Like, mm-hmm. You're
that's my ideal workplace.
Are we celebrating Columbus Day or Indigenous People's Day?
I was an advocate in fifth grade.
For Indigenous People's Day.
Wow, welcome day one.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you grew up in an international country. Mm. Yeah. You grew up under the American education system.
Well, actually, this was in America, so yeah. Well, I guess it's fair.
You had the background.
Mm-hmm.
I had the background.
And the British kind of colonial heritage.
That kind of opportunity to reflect.
Wow. Okay, well.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Again, this has been.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you, Jimmy.
In the hot seat with Joey and Carrera.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio. We'll see you in a couple weeks on our regular schedule.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for taking
Joey, you want to play us out?
Now, get ready
are you playing
the heat with Joey and Carrera.
Now, get ready for the heat with Joey and Carrera. It's time to take a leap. Secrets will unfold. tears, we'll face all.